time to find balance and be refreshed here on Every Heart, Every Woman.
Every Heart, Every Woman.
Get ready for uplifting music and inspiring interviews.
Every Heart, Every Woman.
Let's get motivated to move forward as we share our life experiences. Host, Carla Nivens.
Welcome to the show, everyone. I'm Carla Nivens. I am your host for the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. Before we jump into the interview that we have for today, we're going to set the tone with a little bit of live music. This is In the Garden. This is done by a group that I'm a part of, For Change. Sit back and enjoy. Welcome back, everyone. I hope you enjoyed In the Garden by For Change. I am Carla Nivens. I am your host for the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. Our radio program is a program of Love Ministries, which is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. You can find out more information about Love Ministries from their website, loveministriesbuilds.org. Go there and get all of the information about Love Ministries. We've got a lot of summer programming coming up for younger children all the way up to teenagers. We're going to be taking some special trips for our teenagers. So look at our website and reach out to us and get to know how you can become involved. Well, I have a very special guest today. I am welcoming Chastity Bass to the radio show for the first time. Hey, Chastity.
Hey, Carla. Good morning.
Good morning. So, y'all, let me tell you that Chastity is my roommate from college.
Woo, guns up.
That's right, Texas Tech. Yeah, so we were roommates from, was it our sophomore year or junior year?
Junior and senior years.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Junior and senior years. So, I know we've got stories to tell. Maybe we'll get into that. I don't know. But Chastity is, of course, you know, she's been my friend for forever. I'm still 28. You still 28?
28 and holding.
Okay, good. So when we had a mutual, Dana.
Yes.
On the radio show a couple of weeks ago. And so she kept cracking up every time I said, you know, I met her at your birthday party.
Yes.
I said, I'm 28. I'm not going to say what age Chastity was turning, but hopefully it was 28 too, because then it'll make my 28-ness look silly if she's not 28. Dana laughed so hard.
I bet she did.
She laughed so hard. But so Chastity has a bachelor's in elementary education.
Yes.
Which she got from Texas Tech.
Yes.
And she recently got her master's maybe about 2 years ago.
Yes, 2 years ago.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So master's in, and your master's is in what?
Curriculum instruction with an emphasis on literacy studies.
Okay.
Yes.
So Chastity loves to make sure our kids know how to read.
Absolutely.
That is her
my passion.
Yes, her sweet spot. So, and actually you just now you're going to go into a new position. So you've been working when we graduated, you started working in elementary education as a classroom teacher.
Yes.
And then now you've kind of moved out of the classroom, but you're doing a program where you are identifying children who need extra help in reading and literacy, right?
Well, a little bit, yes. So for 13 years, I was in the classroom as an elementary teacher. Mm-hmm. Then for 4 years, specifically, I worked with boys and girls who needed intervention.
Okay.
And then this past year, I was an instructional coach.
Okay.
And so I got to help support the teachers to get what they needed to support their kids.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this new role, praise the Lord, that I've just gotten, it will be on the district level.
Okay.
So now I will be able to impact more educators to help their students with literacy studies. Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
Yes.
With English language arts.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Okay. So we're going to talk really today about the path to getting to where you want to be, not being afraid to go for a little bit more, positioning yourself to get the things that you really want to get out of life, to really dig into yourself. What is my passion? What do I really want to be?
Yes.
How do I move up? Those kinds of things. So, and then I also want to give your personal background. So Chastity is married to Robert Bass.
Yes.
And they have been married for how many years?
It'll be 21 years,
all right.
July the 25th.
Okay.
But this month is our dating anniversary. 28 years, June the 21st. So we celebrate both.
Okay. So Robert and Chastity were dating as babies. I always tease her about that.
My high school sweetheart.
High school. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that whole story is funny. But her parents, you know.
Well, I was only 15
when
I met her.
You were very young.
I was a baby.
And your parents were like, you are young. And you were like, no.
I know. I knew love when I saw it. Young, yes, I was young and in love, and so was he. So we grew up together.
Yes, we did. That's right.
We sure did.
So, and then you have three children.
Yes, I do.
One.
Bethany, the oldest, and she's 18, and she's at SMU.
She's at SMU.
Yes, double major in political science and human rights.
Okay.
So she's our activist.
Yes. And Bethany, don't run into Bethany on the street, because she wants to tell you something about the latest things she's researched.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
And she'll give you all the facts and figures.
Oh, absolutely. She is very well read.
Yes, she is.
On politics.
Yes. And is prepared to talk on it at any point.
Yes.
So I love that about her. She's a strong personality. She's got a clear path even as an 18-year-old, which is really good.
I think so, too. Much clearer than I think I had at 18 years
old. Me too. Mm-hmm. And then your middle child.
Yes, Mariah.
Yes,
Mariah's a junior. She wants to be a dance instructor.
Okay.
So she loves kids as well.
Yes.
Very good with them, but very passionate about dance.
Okay.
Excellent dancer.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. And then the master of the house.
The final. It's finished.
Mr. Caleb.
Yes. Oh, my. Yes. And he's a whole lot of fun, too. The Lord saved the funniest for the last. And he is our academician, as well as sports and drums. So that's his contribution to the musical side of the family.
Okay.
Yes. We're working on the singing.
Okay.
But yes, definitely excellent drummer.
Yes. He is a huge personality.
Very much so.
And so he's how old is he?
He's 9.
Okay. So he's 9. But his personality has been there.
Very much so.
From the beginning.
They say that when there is a 5 to 7 year gap between your children, that child takes on a firstborn mentality.
Okay.
And so he and Bethany are very much like firstborns.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, because even much so, they'll argue with each other.
Right.
Yes. And so Bethany will say, "I'm the firstborn." And Caleb will say, "I'm the firstborn son." And I said, "Oh my
Lord,
we're gonna have to pray."
Recognition is that yes.
Yeah.
So I remember. This is what I remember. One thing that sticks out to me: the video that Caleb had to do. This may have been like first grade, second grade, or something.
It was second grade. Yes.
And so it was really a public service announcement.
Yes, it was.
And he was talking about water conservation. Like turning your water off.
Yes.
Like in the middle of brushing your teeth something like that. Turn your water off.
Yes.
So he was so young. I mean, my whole house watched that video at least 5 times each. All 4 of us 5 times separately. We were laughing. He, because he was, you know, like a little boy with this huge personality and going, "Turn it off."
Oh, yes.
You know, when you brush your teeth, turn it off.
He scripted that.
Yes.
Yeah. He even told us he wanted to change personality.
Right. Because he was changing outfits and hats and stuff in between the video. Yes.
Yeah. We had to figure out how to do that in 1 minute.
Right. It was a 1 minute public service announcement. He was changing outfits, hats, and all of this.
Yes.
It was so funny.
Yeah, it took Bethany, Mariah, and I to get that done.
For one minute. And I remember you said at the end of that, Bethany said, "Who helps the children who don't have the family support to do a video like this? I'm sure a lot of children have all of these ideas.
Because
he had a whole complete idea in first grade.
He sure did. And you know what? And that just gives me chills, because our children have so much potential, but it needs to be cultivated.
Right.
And we need to, as an environment, just really get together, the village. Because if mama is at work, then that needs somebody needs to be supporting. If dad's at work or grandma, then we need to see how we can still support our kids to be able to follow through with their homework.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Community is so important.
Community is so important. Yes.
And you are really good about that. You always know your neighbors. You always have relationships with, you know, a lot of people at church, at school, and in the neighborhood. So that's really important.
I learned the power of community when we were living in Houston.
Okay.
I think that growing up, sometimes we kind of stayed in our own house and, you know, so-and-so was across the street.
Mm-hmm.
But in Houston, we had to go through some trials together with flooding and all of that.
Right.
And it brought our community together.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned how important it was because I didn't have my support system.
Right.
Because I didn't have my mom or dad when we were living in Houston or my sister. And so I had to learn how to reach out beyond myself.
Right.
And that is so powerful because with parenting, we weren't meant to parent alone in our little house.
Mm-hmm.
Even biblically, they did things as a community.
Right, right.
And you get greater results when you do so.
Right, right. I wholeheartedly agree. So that is one thing that I learned from you because you're really good at modeling that for me. I want to go back to Texas Tech.
All right.
To She's like, what are you going to say about that? So when we first met, and we really connected over singing, number one.
Yes.
We both like to sing.
Yes.
You were already really good at ministry then. Remember, because we would do things where they would say, teach a lesson, but put singing in between it and all of that. Remember those?
Thank you.
Those times?
Yes.
Yeah, she's like,
I'm nodding. No, I don't.
So you,
Carla,
were really good at like coming up with scripture, and this is what the word says. We could say this, and let's put this song in between here and in between here.
We used to
do that a lot.
Yes,
you know,
we did.
We were in ministry together a lot.
Yes, and Carla you're always been often awesome at leading worship, just from the very beginning, and just singing from your soul has always blessed me.
Yeah. That's what the Lord has given me.
Amen. Amen.
So we were a good combination.
Yes.
We're a really good combination.
I think so.
You were always a great teacher, you know, and so we really the Lord put us together. I'm trying to remember where we met. Did we meet like maybe singing in the gospel choir? Maybe.
I think so. Because Arlington had already been playing for
the choir.
Visions of Life.
Yes.
And we met at choir.
Okay.
But we had another mutual friend, Doug.
Yes.
But I met Doug in class. And I believe we met.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
You and I met at choir rehearsal.
Okay. So Douglas File, he is a friend of ours and still sings.
Yes.
We still sing together today. And he has a wonderful family, Jody and the girls, the three girls. They are absolutely wonderful. So I met Doug our first voice class, like our first class.
Okay.
So I met him our freshman year in voice class. So I didn't realize that the two of you all had already met. Okay.
I think biology.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, so we just had an immediate connection, and then we started living, decided to room together, junior and
best decision
and
ever.
Yes.
We should have roomed together.
We
from
kept each
the very
other
beginning.
On track. We really should have.
Absolutely.
We kept each other on track. We really did.
Yes.
I remember and Roosevelt always laughs. He was like, you all were praying together at night.
Oh,
I was like,
yes. I'm so grateful.
We needed that, you know.
I needed it.
We needed that.
Yes.
That's how we made it through.
Absolutely.
So we maybe weren't doing some other things, but we were.
Amen.
We enjoyed ourselves in the way that we wanted to enjoy ourselves. You know, always singing, always praying for each other, always, you know, keeping each other lifted. And, just
and there's
through
power
that time.
In that.
Yes.
And our young people who are going off to college, they need to get connected.
Yes.
You need to get connected with somebody that is like-minded, with like goals, with like faith.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So that way you can hold each other accountable and still have an awesome time in college.
Right.
Because we had a great
time.
We
had a wonderful time.
Yes.
We had a wonderful time.
And we are free from some of the regrets
that
we've been going down. Amen. Another path. Thank you, Lord.
Right.
Yes.
So I always say, I was like, Roosevelt and I say, you know, we got married and then we started our, you know, our fun dating time. We didn't have, we didn't experience that before we met each other, but we have the joy of the newness of it and, you know, just having all the fun now.
Yes.
So even though we're, what is it, 2019? So we're 19 years.
19 years.
in it. I feel like we're still at the beginning. Like, we're still at the fun stage.
There's still more.
Yes. We're having a great time. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So 40s are good.
Yes. There you go.
Oh, I meant 20. 20. 20, yeah.
Right. So don't ruin the age thing. That is funny. So Chassie, I want to jump into this subject of really positioning yourself. So how did you take us back to the beginning of, and you were always a really good teacher. So doing in at Texas Tech, when you got your bachelor's, there was always the joy and the passion there for you. You were studying the right thing for you and really going down the path. And you had a lot of early success. Because you were teacher of the year and all of that at a young age. So take us back to that time and how you found yourself going down that road, and then take us into how to really get to the mindset where I want more, I'm going to position myself for more. Because people probably think maybe you got your master's then, you got your master's, you know.
Later.
Yes, with family and children and everything and life.
Yes,
ma'am. A full life. The kids doing several things each. Yes. So so take us back to the beginning of how you found yourself into that passion.
All right. Well, when I started at Texas Tech, I started out as a psychology major.
Okay.
As a child psych major.
Okay.
I knew I liked children, but I didn't know exactly what part. So I started out as psychology. I went to the burn unit one time.
I was like, you did?
Yes. With a child, you know, there to encourage them, to support them.
Yes.
And I knew from that one time that that was not for me. I cried all night long.
Yes.
And I said, Lord, you're going to have to show me where you would have for me to be. So I would say the first thing to do in order to position yourself for your goal, your aspirations, is prayer. We know we can take everything to God in prayer and pray specifically and ask him to reveal his will so you can pray it right back to him.
Right, right, right.
And so I did. I said, Lord, you direct my path. I know it's with children, but show me. At the same time, I was working at the Child Development Research Center on campus with the 3, 4, and 5 year olds.
That's right. That's right. Yes. Yes.
And I got to see students that were coming in, working with those students, and I prayed about it, and I changed my major to elementary education.
Okay.
And
okay.
I will never forget the day that I walked through those big old education doors at Texas Tech. It's almost as though I was walking towards my destiny. I will never forget that moment, even when I've had moments of doubt and going, Lord, are you sure this is what I'm supposed to do?
Right.
That I said, I remember when you called me to this, and I won't forget that. And I know you will equip me with what is needed. And so from walking through those doors at the education center, I knew that's what I was called to do. And from that point on, God just continued to affirm me and to confirm me along the journey. So yes, I took my first job at Hunt Elementary with Bernita Holmes, teaching first grade. And that day I went on my interview, I had a scripture and I literally put it in my shoe. Because our good friend Erica said, girl, put that scripture in your shoe, and you stand on that word. So I put...
There's nothing wrong with that.
Very literal. Amen. Do what you got to do to get that extra encouragement. So I wrote Joshua 1 and 9, and I put it in my shoe. Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. So I went on up on that first interview, and I got that job. And God continued to affirm me and confirm me throughout that. And one of the ways he did that was I got New Teacher of the Year.
And so I will say that not only did you use those teaching gifts, at school, you know, but you also bridge the gap and you're also always teaching in a church always taking the lead there and using that education to also build up the kingdom of God. Not that in the classroom is not, because I know you run your classroom like you are educating people, young people, to be good leaders and to be Christian leaders, you know, as they grow up. So you're always bridging that gap, which is wonderful.
Yes, because I'm called to both.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so let's take a break, and then we're going to when we come back, we're going to jump right in where we left off, and we're going to continue mm-hmm. hearing your story about how you always seek to position yourself for what God has called you for
Amen.
For what you really want. So we'll take a break, and we will be right back.
Every Heart, Every Woman, the show where women find balance, peace, and inspiration. Now let's get back to the show with your host, Carla Nivens.
Welcome back to the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. My name is Carla Nivens. I am your host, and I am welcoming my good friend, Chastity Baz. Hey, Chastity.
Hey, Carla.
Thank you so much for being here with us.
Thank you for having me.
Sure. Thanks so much for taking the time to be here. And we are talking about how to position yourself for the things that you really want, not being afraid mm-hmm. to go for more. And really doing the back work because,
yes.
you know, of course, we will bring out, you know, can't sit down and just say, I want more.
Absolutely.
And you're not positioning, doing the things that you need to do.
Yes.
And getting the education and, you know, all of the things, the
Absolutely.
Training and all of that to get to where you really want to be. So let's jump back into your story. So you, mm-hmm. you know, got your first teaching position and
yes.
then you got Teacher of the Year
That first
the new
year,
teacher of the newcomer,
new teacher of the year for
that
the
very
district,
first year. Yeah,
some kind of amazing.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I was so excited, and I never will forget that. And I said, "Wow, this is the profession that that God chose for me, and I'm so excited about it." And so I had a big honeymoon period.
Mm-hmm.
Some people don't have a great
right.
first year.
That is true.
I had an excellent first year,
yeah.
but then came the second year. Well, I
That's
had to remember,
years,
amen.
Yeah.
I had to remember what happened the first year, isn't that right? So yes, but an absolutely wonderful way of God saying, this is my daughter, and
mm-hmm.
I'm well pleased.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I thank God for those moments along the journey to where he said, this is my daughter, and
mm-hmm.
I'm very pleased with her.
Right.
Yes. So just an awesome, awesome start to my career.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with you when you said, okay, we've got to do some more, have some
mm-hmm.
more steps along
mm-hmm.
this journey.
Mm-hmm.
And that is true. So it does begin with prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And it does begin with us standing on his word.
Mm-hmm.
And that means in our quiet time, too,
mm-hmm.
because I knew which way to go and which doors to go for
mm-hmm.
because of the quiet time that I had with him.
Amen.
And I cannot tell you how many times I watched God open the doors or direct me in the right path because I spent that quiet time with him.
Mm-hmm.
I knew there was a transition after about 13 years of being in the classroom that a transition was to come.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know how it was going to come about. I didn't know what it was supposed to look like.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just sought God in that. And then I did my research.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so whatever profession we're in, we need to do our research about it. Look and see the different avenues that you can go through.
Mm.
And that's what I began to do. And that's when God revealed to me the instructional support teacher avenue.
Okay.
And that was how, when I did small group instruction, pulling boys and girls out of their regular classroom setting to a small group setting
mm-hmm.
to support them in literacy
mm-hmm.
instruction.
Yeah.
And then I want to go back for just a second, because in my education career, I had three kiddos.
Right.
And
right.
so I want to speak to those mothers who are going through that same situation
mm-hmm.
and saying, okay,
mm-hmm.
am I staying home with the kiddos?
Mm-hmm.
Am I continuing to work?
Mm-hmm.
And I've done both.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to trust God and say, Lord, what would you have for my family? You
right.
and your husband, you got to pray
right.
and say, what would you have for my family?
Mm-hmm.
I was able to stay off with the kids for a year, but then I went back part-time.
Right.
And
right.
God opened the door for me able to do part-time.
Right. Right.
I can remember going on the interview for that.
Yes.
And they were saying, Miss Bass, we don't normally have part-time teaching positions.
Right. Right.
You would have to possibly take something on of a lesser role or lesser pay.
Mm-hmm.
But that very same day, the director said, wait a minute, here's one option. Here's another option, and here's another. Miss Bass, take your pick. And I said, look at my God.
Yes.
And so very similar situation. I had to pray, mm-hmm. and I had to say, Lord, you show me an opportunity that will work for my family at this time. Mm-hmm. And that's a tricky time,
right.
being a mama and then being very career-oriented. But right. our first job is always at home
yes.
with
yes.
our children.
Yes.
And then asking God to show us how to make it work with our family and our career.
Right.
And he'll
right.
always do it.
He will always
do it. He's done
it
every time.
Yes, he's done it for me as well.
Yes.
Yes,
ma'am.
He's done it for me as well. I'm the same. There have been times where uh-huh. I'm completely at home
yes.
with the kids. And, uh-huh. and also, I'm very thankful for the career that the Lord has put me in, that
yes.
I can pretty much work my schedule around
yes.
when I really want to be at home.
Uh-huh.
Because there are definitely times that I want to be at home.
Yes.
I love cooking.
Yes, me too. Me too.
You know, I love you know, just making sure everybody eats well.
That's me too.
That everybody's healthy, everybody's yes. exercising, that kind of thing. That's so important to
Absolutely.
Me.
Absolutely.
So I never want anything to get in the way of
yes.
those, you know, family times.
Yes.
Family times are important. The game nights.
Yes,
and,
ma'am.
You know,
yes.
baking cookies together
yes.
and cakes and all of those things.
Yes, Friday
and,
night pizza in yes, a movie.
Yes, sit down watching a movie together.
Yes.
All of those things are so important.
Yeah.
And I like that you brought that out because the Lord really will
yes,
make
he will.
A way. There are a lot of
yes.
avenues where you can be just as career oriented
yes,
as you want to be. And we both very strongly
mm-hmm.
are. And we are very strongly
yes.
Called to be at home,
at
in
home.
The heart of the home.
Heart of at home.
You
yes.
know? And that's very important. So when did you decide mm-hmm. to just jump in and get your master's? I haven't gotten my master's yet. Mm-hmm. I am thinking about it.
All right.
But I haven't taken that leap yet. So
yes.
you're speaking to me as well. So
oh,
when
yes.
did you decide just to do it, and how did you get that done?
Yes. Okay. So for a long time, I said I didn't even want one.
Mm-hmm.
And I said,
that's
no.
That's who I was for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Lord, I don't need that.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I began to see that I would have greater opportunity in
mm-hmm.
having that master's.
Mm-hmm.
I had some ladies that poured into me. Doris Montaigne, which was one of our curriculum directors with our district, she said, Chastity, when are you getting that master's?
Mm-hmm.
Then I had one of my trainers in the district, intervention trainer, Lori Tobin, she would check in. Chastity, when are you getting that master's?
Mm-hmm.
And so I thank God for the ladies and the mentors along the path that kept checking in with me
right.
For a higher education, because
mm-hmm.
higher education is going to always yield more opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's why we keep telling that to our children. It is college and career,
mm-hmm.
but either way it goes, you've still got, if it's a career, you got to get that trade.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to go higher, get
mm-hmm.
more certifications.
Mm-hmm.
What do you need to do in your career to help you to move ahead and give you greater opportunities? And I began to see that there was a need to be able to do so.
Mm-hmm.
With three kids going off to college
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
all of that, I needed to be able to support my family
mm-hmm.
a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I said, all right, let's try it, because Bethany was getting that much closer to getting
right.
into college.
Right, right.
And I knew that whatever move I was going to make, I had to make prior to her going off to college.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so I actually finished my degree a year before she graduated
right,
from high school.
Right, right.
And so I'm ever so grateful that I did so.
Mm-hmm.
I researched the colleges.
Mm-hmm.
I looked for the program that would work for my family as
mm-hmm,
well.
Mm-hmm.
So I chose to do all online.
Okay.
And being the talker that I am,
right,
I thought
right.
it was going to be so difficult, and I love face-to-face
right.
communication.
Right.
But I learned to be an online learner.
Okay.
And my kids supported me so much throughout it. So if you have kids and you're going to college, you're going to be grateful for those technology-savvy kids.
Right, right, right.
Because
right.
they're going to help you. Bethany was my technology guru.
Mm-hmm.
Mariah, bless her heart, she was my experiment.
Mm-hmm.
I had to try things out on her.
Mm-hmm.
And Caleb was the prayer warrior.
Okay.
Because
I love
if
it.
I was up at night, had to get assignments in at 11:59,
right,
and he
right.
wanted to know what mommy was doing
right.
and concerned about mommy,
mm-hmm.
I'd just say, honey, sit over there on that couch
mm-hmm.
and you pray for mommy to get
mm-hmm.
this assignment in.
Right.
And he'd go to sleep shortly after that.
Right.
And my husband throughout the whole process was my encourager.
Yes.
He encouraged me to go back. We talked about it. We collaborated together. I told him what I was looking at.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, go for it.
Mm-hmm.
And we worked out our schedules. So at 8 o'clock, whether it was me getting Caleb to bed or him getting Caleb to bed, mm-hmm. we got him to bed so that I could work from 8 to possibly 11:59.
Right.
Till I got those assignments in, so we worked together, and that was a blessing.
Yes.
Absolute blessing.
Yeah. Wonderful. That blesses so many people right there.
Yes.
And then I want to ask you one more thing. Mm-hmm. How do you give yourself permission to do that? Because mm-hmm. some women and, mm-hmm. and moms, working moms, mm-hmm. single moms, they're thinking, mm-hmm. okay, that is such a huge sacrifice. How do I tell myself, mm-hmm. you know, it's okay.
It's okay. You know? It is. And I'm going to tell you, I almost tear up thinking about it. I think I was able to give myself permission because of my mother.
Okay.
There were four of us, and my mother would go to Richland College mm-hmm. and work on her degree.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, y'all, she didn't graduate until I was a sophomore in college.
Okay.
My mom graduated with her bachelor's.
Mm-hmm.
So all the way throughout the time that I was in elementary school, middle school, and high school, mom was taking one class. There was mm-hmm. no online learning then.
That's true.
That's right. None of that. And she'd take us on up to Richland College.
Yeah.
So you know? I learned to go to college at an early age.
Right.
And we'd be sitting up there waiting.
Mm-hmm.
She would take her class because she wanted more for her family mm-hmm. and more for herself.
Mm-hmm.
She often said that her education, getting that opportunity, was an outlet for her.
Mm-hmm.
And that helped her to be a better mother.
Yes. Yes.
And I say amen to that.
Yes. Yes.
Because we've got to continue to pursue who God created for us
mm-hmm.
to be.
Mm-hmm.
We can get lost in the process, and I have myself of being a wife and being a mother
mm-hmm.
to where we put ourselves on the back burner.
Mm-hmm.
And when we do that, we're not as effective
right.
wives and mothers.
Right.
But
right.
when we begin to say, Lord, you show me continuing what you've called me to do.
Mm-hmm.
Show me what you've called me to be. Yes, a wife and a mother, but there's something else there.
Right.
And you guide me in that path, and then I become an even better mother,
right.
an even better wife,
right.
because
right.
I'm pursuing my purpose and my passion.
Amen.
So
Amen.
You can give yourself permission
mm-hmm.
because you know it's going to make you greater all around.
Right. Mm-hmm. That is wonderful. I love that answer. I love that you said, I think history is so important, and I was one of those, you know, snotty-nosed kids that when uh-huh. I was in school, I hated history. I don't know why I hated history, but I've learned and to enjoy it now.
Yes.
I look back all the time,
mm-hmm.
especially to my mom and both
yes.
of my grandmothers, just to make sure I'm on the right path. I'm
yes.
like, they were so successful. And especially, you know, if I can say, you know, my grandmothers is black women and
yes.
not African-American women.
Yes.
You know, so many opportunities weren't readily open to them.
Absolutely.
They did a wonderful job of making opportunities for themselves.
Yes, they did.
Owning their own businesses.
Yes, ma'am.
Positioning themselves, getting more education later on in life after they already
yes.
had children, maybe even all of their children that they had.
Yes.
After all of the children, then getting more education and positioning themselves for more. So I'm always looking back
yes.
and trying to make sure, okay, am I on the right path? Am I, you know, living up to what I
yes.
should be because of the kind of the position they put me in.
Absolutely.
Since they were able to achieve so much, it helps me to continue to move forward and
absolutely
and to want more.
And you motivate me.
Thank
I'm
you.
Gonna say that because you are always doing something creative,
yeah.
something innovative, and you bring me right along with you.
There you go.
So I have enjoyed the journey. And that's what God will do.
Right.
When he gives you vision,
mm-hmm.
he gives you that creativity.
Mm-hmm.
He opens doors. He creates opportunities for you. And you've just got to trust him and walk on through.
Amen.
So I thank you
Amen.
For that example.
Thank you. Thank
yes,
you.
Ma'am. And then mom went on to get that bachelor's degree.
Yes.
She got that master's
she got
degree.
Master's.
And then she also worked towards her PhD.
Yes. Yes.
So I tell you, I am just blown away
yes.
By her tenacity and her persistence.
Right.
To work towards the passion that God has
right,
in her.
Right. What a blessing. So now, Chastity, mm-hmm. tell us, so you now this school year, you're going to, since you got, you know, your master's and position yourself
yes.
In that way, you were able to apply for even different
yes.
types of opportunities within your district.
Yes.
So this year, you uh-huh. are going to be working at the
At the district level. Yes.
The district level. So yes. writing curriculum. And I remember that when you first started in your school, uh-huh. writing curriculum, wasn't yeah. that like a summer
it was
thing
in the
that
summer?
You had
yes.
to?
Yes.
Yes. And you were like, I have to trust God with writing curriculum.
Yes, you do.
Because
yes,
this
you do.
Is new and it's
absolutely
scary
new.
And it's, you
yes,
know,
it is.
It's going to affect the whole school.
Absolutely.
Yes. So you really... you didn't go into it like, I'm running. I know what I'm
no,
doing.
I
like,
did
I'm
not.
Learning and I'm...
That level of humility you have to have.
Yes.
Amen.
When you start something new. Yes.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And you have to give yourself grace with your new positions and
yes.
new territories that
mm-hmm.
God gives you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm learning that even so. So with the new position, I'll be an instructional design facilitator.
Okay.
And so what I'll be doing on the district level is writing curriculum. And then when school starts, I'll get to go to different schools and help with the implementation of the curriculum.
Wonderful.
And so I am pumped up about it.
Yes.
And so for the interview, I told you earlier,
mm-hmm.
21 years ago, my scripture was Joshua 1:9.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then 21 years later, the day of the interview,
mm-hmm.
that was my same scripture in my devotional time.
Oh, yeah.
So I had such a peace about going on the interview
mm-hmm.
and during the interview and even after the interview because God's word had preceded the interview.
Yes,
and so
yes.
I was so grateful for that confirmation prior to going in that you're going in the right direction.
Right.
That's all I need to hear. Even if I don't get the job, Lord, am I going in the right direction?
Yes.
And I'm ever so grateful for that.
Yes.
And then moments of insecurity have started to creep in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited about it.
Yes.
But at the same time, it's a lot.
Right.
Some of it's very new.
Right.
And I want to encourage you all who are going through new opportunities, new promotions,
mm-hmm.
that God will give you what you need.
Yes.
He will equip you with what you need to do the job.
Right.
And that humility is there for a purpose
mm-hmm.
because it'll help us to lean on him.
Right.
I don't
right.
ever need to be at a point to where I think I know it all
mm-hmm.
because if I'm there, then I need to move.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for growth
mm-hmm.
to occur.
Right.
I'm in the growth zone when I say, oh, I'm not quite sure about this. Let's try this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the growth zone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where God needs to be to be. And so when I was getting a little nervous last week about my job,
mm-hmm.
the Lord put on my heart First Peter 2:9, but you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light.
Amen.
And so when I was nervous last week, God said, don't forget I chose you.
Right, right.
Because sometimes you can look around you and see people with greater abilities,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Even greater experience.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go, Lord, you put me here.
Right.
And the Lord will remind you, I chose you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not worried about your ability,
mm-hmm.
your appearance.
Mm-hmm.
That's not how he chooses.
Right.
He knows the heart of man.
Mm-hmm.
And that what the scripture says, he doesn't look at the appearance of
yes,
man about
yes,
David,
yes,
but he looks
yes,
at the heart.
Heart. Yes.
And God knows that within, I've got something to offer.
Amen.
And I just
Amen.
Lean on him
Amen.
So he can show me what that is.
Yes.
Amen. So
that
I am excited about
yes.
how I'll be able to support and encourage teachers
yes.
to provide quality instruction for kids.
Wonderful,
mm-hmm.
wonderful. And then you still get the opportunity to spend a lot of time with the children.
Oh,
you know,
yes,
with,
I do.
With the kids.
Yes, because
yes.
I'll get to model lessons.
Yes.
I'll get to go and see, is this really working? Because you can put something on paper,
mm-hmm.
but you don't know until you're out in the trenches and seeing how it's being applied.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I'll still get to see kids because
yes.
that's the main reason why I do what I do.
Right.
And I've been blessed during this graduation season that some of my kids that I taught in first grade
mm-hmm.
are now graduating from high school, graduating from college.
Yes.
And I've got to be a part of that.
Yeah.
Because I wake up every day so that a young person will graduate from high school
yes.
and aim for higher education.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the goal and a better life.
Amen. Amen. So let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
What, because I know you are big on this. You're big on reading during mm-hmm. the summer.
Yes.
So we started talking about this before we started the radio show.
Uh-huh.
So for the younger ones, and then we want to talk mm-hmm. about the older ones, because
yes.
the teenagers, we're trying to figure. I asked you, I was
yes.
like, here's a personal question about
yes.
my teenagers.
Yes.
So what do we do for the younger mm-hmm. ones, for, you know, the elementary and maybe up to the preteens to
yes.
give them the opportunity to read during the summer? We know that's so important.
Yes. carve out a time. That would be my first thing. Carve out a time and a place for reading.
Mm-hmm.
So even if that time is 30 minutes a day to an hour a day as mm-hmm. the kids get older, carve out that time and commit to it.
Okay.
Also, you read with them.
Mm-hmm.
Being a good example and modeling literacy is so important mm-hmm. because how often do our kids see us pick up a book?
Right.
They need to see us doing that too, especially if you have kids who aren't as motivated. Mm-hmm. You pick up that book mm-hmm. too with mm-hmm. them. Mm-hmm. Also, read along with your kids, those younger ones and some of the older ones. Some of our kiddos might have dyslexia. Mm-hmm. My middle has dyslexia, Mariah, mm-hmm. and that was a motivation for her when she was younger that I would read with her.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
carve out a time, carve out a place, mm-hmm. And you can make it fun, especially when they're little, you know, make it a fun corner, a reading corner. Yes. Maybe it's cold on the couch. That's mm-hmm. their island. Mm-hmm. Make it fun. Then when they're teens, one way to make it cool for them is using that social media.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, their devices, mm-hmm. so many different ways that they're able to read and have books. I still love the pages,
mm-hmm.
but our
I
kids
do
don't mind on their devices
right.
scrolling through and reading.
Mm-hmm.
And then have book talks. Check in.
Okay.
What are you reading?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what you're reading. Because that's where our kids have the difficulty is their response skills.
Mm-hmm.
How do they respond to this literature? How can they tell me about the literature?
Mm-hmm.
What's happening? You know, reading Shakespeare and things of those nature.
Right, right.
If we have those conversations with our kids about it, then they'll enjoy it a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so carve out a time, carve out a place, be creative with it using the devices, and use your local resources. School districts now have so many online resources for the students
okay.
that they can use at home.
Mm-hmm.
And then likewise, your local library,
mm-hmm.
still one of my favorite places
mm-hmm.
ever.
Right.
Because it'll be motivation for them. Because, you know, they get prizes,
mm-hmm.
the summer reading programs,
right.
and offer your own prizes at home
mm-hmm.
to just motivate kids to read. But the number one motivation is the knowledge that they're going to gain from
right.
the reading
right.
and those conversations, those book talks that you have with your kids about
yes.
what they're reading and about what you're reading.
Right, right.
Yeah.
You know, I just thought, because mine are, you know, we're all teenagers, so
uh-huh.
going into our senior year and sophomore year, so we could possibly all download the same book.
The same book,
and
absolutely.
Read it,
and
all
read
four
it together.
Of us. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah,
yes.
yeah. And then talk about it at dinner.
Yes, absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely
right.
wonderful.
Okay.
That's
a great idea.
And then that motivation, reading the Bible.
Yes.
I learned to read
yes.
by reading the Bible.
Yes.
And that's powerful as well.
Mm-hmm.
And many of our dinner room conversations are about what we've read together, what they've had in Bible class, what they've had at Vacation Bible
mm-hmm.
School.
Mm-hmm.
So pull that Bible literacy
yes.
into,
yes.
which is a powerful foundation
yes.
for them as well.
Yes. And I know that because I still like books too.
Yes.
So even going to the Christian bookstore, there's a lot there for mm-hmm. teenagers
yes.
that they would really enjoy.
Absolutely.
Reading.
And that will speak to teenage issues
mm-hmm.
because our secular literature isn't going to necessarily speak to that.
Mm-hmm.
But our Bible literature will speak to the issues that our teens are dealing with today
right.
and who really need it.
Right.
That's a whole nother topic.
Right,
but,
right, right, right.
But we've
right.
got to speak to the teenage issues and
yes.
see what God's word has to say
yes.
about it.
Yes, yeah. That is really good. So, Chastity, thank you so much for joining me today. We're going to have to bring you back at another time, and we'll tackle a whole nother issue. But I know this literacy and
yes.
positioning yourself for,
yes.
for what you want and standing on the Word of God, praying, giving yourself permission,
yes.
Praying back to the Lord,
yes.
what the Lord has told you. These things are all you.
Praise the Lord.
So this was great for your
God.
First time. So we truly appreciate you joining us, and we appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. So everyone, our radio show is a program of Love Ministries. Go to loveministriesbuilds.org and get all of the great information about Love Ministries. Our social media is at EHEW Radio. Go to our social media, like us, and keep up with all of the things that are going on with the radio show this summer and throughout the year. Our website is also ehewradio.com. Go there for a lot of information. We're going to start putting some blogs there just to give us some things to read and some things to meditate on, the Word of God to meditate on. So, everyone, we want you to have a wonderful week. We'll see you back here. My name is Carla Nivens. I am your host. See you next week.